Okay, welcome to our pre-show for the 18th. And it's the show is done. I actually walked in here and just sat down and just, sometimes you just do it like that, just sat down and bang. Out came a guy named Bob Cochran. I bet you there's a million Bob Cochrans on the radio and TV, but this was a Bob Cochran who was intense. And there's a lot of breathy noises and like he's about to have a stroke. And we used to do Vernon Dozier that way. Let me tell you something. Now I know this guy, you know, and we did this guy Bob Cochran tonight like that, and he has a pep drink. He goes, I walked into the studio tonight with a pep drink. I got a pep drink, and this man Bob Dickman. I don't know why screwing Bud's name up into Bob Dickman is so funny, but it goddamn is to me. All right, man. So, and then we did Bobby Dooley, and we inaugurated the Circle of Taste. Maybe we ought to do a Circle of Taste t-shirt. I don't know. Linda, who is our very favorite gal now from Miami, Linda Brulee, who's came all the way from Miami to see the show. We sent you, Linda, a couple of Ted Bell t-shirts just for, you know, you flying all the way like you did. And, you know, those cats that came in, excuse me for a yarn, man. I was fucking dead tired. The Friday night, Linda was the first show. And right in the front row were these two dudes that were just hysterical, you know, laughing their asses off. And right next to them was Linda. And so she sort of already found her, her soulmates. She found her tribe, her Phil Hendry tribe, as soon as she got seated. And I don't know who those two guys were, man. It would have been great to send them a couple of t-shirts, too. They came in from Salt Lake City and were laughing their fucking asses off the whole time, which was very encouraging for a guy standing up there on the stage acting like a complete weird ass.
Yeah.
Ow, my back. Tonight, Bobby Dooley tells us that she injured herself on stage, and she tells us that she injured herself on stage. Why that they did? Okay. And that she had a sore left ass muscle that Steve was trying to rub out near the car after the show was over. So they were across the street in the parking lot, and as he was rubbing his wife's ass, LAPD rolled by, a black and white, slowed down, took a look, and then just floored it and got out of there. So that's the Dooleys. And then we also have one other guy. Who was it? We had... Bob Cochran. Oh, it was Larry Grover. Larry and his mother. And apparently Larry's feet smell. His mother brought that up. You know, Gloria's always good to embarrass Larry. His feet smelled. And then it turns out, then she said some story about how on the night Larry was conceived, his father got into bed and his feet stunk. So that basically the night Larry was conceived, his father's feet what the fuck? I don't know. Stunk to high heaven. Then it turns out, no, she was only kidding. It turns out that on the night Larry was conceived, neither she nor Larry's father remember a thing because the woodshedders, this is a family they knew, busted out a jug that night and everybody imbibed. That's it, baby. That is the background on tonight's, today's, this morning's thing.